And we move on to State Senate Seat H out of Wasilla, where we also have an unopposed incumbent, Republican Senator Charlie Huggins. Sir, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jill.
I'd like to give you a moment to introduce yourself, talk a little bit about what you feel your current top priorities are.
Yeah, well, Jill, number one, if you ask me what my number one priority is to be a good father. And I think I've got a cup sitting here that sort of portrays that, called the Family of Patriots. My wife, who's the best helicopter pilot I know, my oldest son, Chad, just got back from Iraq. He's in the advanced course as a captain. And our daughter is a senior at West Point. And our son is a junior at West Point. And later this week, my wife and I will be headed off to West Point to see our daughter get her class ring, which is a big thing in that culture. So that's very important to me. But outside of that, you know, I have always believed that respect is a important commodity for all of us. And without integrity, you will never get respect. Those two are very fundamental character pieces to myself. The other part is that as a legislator, one of the things that I had a hard time coming to grips with was the ability to listen. People want you to hear them and have confidence that what you tell them is true and you will follow through, whether it's good news or bad news. And, you know, in my travels about, no matter how good you are as an individual, I mean, I've worked extensively with Mark Newman, I've worked extensively with Bill Stoltz, and it's about teamwork. There isn't any single legislator in Juneau going to get push any legislation through or any initiatives. It's about convincing people. And as I tell the people that work for me, listen, if the legislation and the idea has merit, people will recognize it. Don't get emotional with them, because they will get behind good ideas and they will support those. And I have been successful in doing that out of teamwork, not because of any individual talent that I have.
Speaking of that, let me ask you about AGIA, the gas pipeline prospect. Do you anticipate that we will see this coming up again at the legislative level? Will people be seeking adjustments and changes to what the state has currently passed to further either incentivize those projects or perhaps marry them or create a better business climate? On the other side, there's more revenue for the state. What do you think is coming down the pipe if you had a crystal ball?
It'll be yes with a capital Y. Mm-hmm. The governor's already announced he's going to spend $2 million to relook ACEs in the fiscal structure as it applies to the pipeline and inducements. We, as Bill Stoltz reflected on earlier, we separated oil and gas taxes. The governor vetoed that because he wanted to use that for some piece of his negotiation in the pipeline. I voted for AGIA when I got a second chance at it, when TransCanada was being entertained as the contractee. I voted against them, and that was also a vote against AGIA because, quite frankly, $500 million is a lot of bucks. And, oh, by the way, we built lots of schools. Doesn't require us to build a pipeline. It requires a certificate to be pursued. And right now, after the open season TransCanada had early, we're, for every dollar they spend, we give them 90 cents back. And Exxon shares in that. I have my concerns about gas today. It was at 437. The tariff will be near that. So yes, there will be major modifications required moving forward. I hope we can get a gas pipeline. At a minimum, what I do know that we have to do, we have to get energy to Alaskans.
So how much money should be spent by the state on contributing towards a gas pipeline, if any? What's the correct percentage?
Well, I don't know what the correct percentage is. I mean, I would be supportive of us investing to pay somebody to seek a certificate over a number of years. Now, think about it. People say, well, let's build the big pipeline to Alberta. Well, that's 12 to 15, maybe 20 years out. And we know the situation in Cook Inlet. So I am one of those that believes that getting energy to Alaskans is a minimal piece that has to happen. So spur line may be more affordable, but I know that we have to be able to get energy to Alaskans. And Alaskans support that for almost 90 percentile.
Okay. What would be your number one project currently here today? The piece of legislation you feel needs the most amount of attention immediately.
The number one thing that on the horizon for us to realize, and it starts with the rail belt consolidation effort that's ongoing, is power generation. we are going to be in deep kimchi over power generation if we aren't concerned. And it will take a mix of hydro, geothermal, potentially new plants. It will take new plants. But connectivity between the rail belt organizations that distribute power at this point in time, and a consolidation is thoughtful. However, there are some challenges with that, but we have to do power generation.
Okay.
Nuclear, we changed this year the provision that before we excluded nuclear as part of our mixture. We changed the statute to do that. As a matter of fact, I was the one that introduced that amendment.
Sir,
to make sure that we could do that.
I apologize, we are out of time, but we do have 1 minute to give some closing statement if you like.
Yeah, thank you very much. As I said previously, Senate District H is expansive. It goes up north of Trapper Creek, goes over to Chugiak, comes south of Wasilla, over to the Butte. All great Alaskans, all wonderful people that I enjoy talking to. Now, sometimes they shake their finger at me and say, Huggins, you're not. And I say, well, give me a chance. And by and large, working with people like Mark to my right, Bill Stoltz to my left, and other people in the legislature, we have been able to make things happen. And I am super excited about having a new senior center in Palmer, rejuvenating the senior center out in our neck of the woods. We rebuilt Sioux Valley High School that burnt down. And oh, by the way, we have a rail spur and a port that is going to blossom. And I'm going to walk through the port of Anchorage tomorrow with the port director to look at some compatibility factors there. We have a bright future. We have to control our destiny. I'm working on a strategic plan for the state, hugely important, infrastructure prioritization. And then finally, people want to talk about diversification. We have an element of that, but it's difficult to come by. Thank you very much.
All right, the bell means we're done. Thank you, sir. We've been speaking with Senator Charlie Huggins out of Wasilla, the Republican incumbent, and running unopposed in the upcoming primary. We'll be taking a short break. We'll return with more candidate interviews in a moment.